I'll never know what my life would look like if my sister were still here with us. But one thing's for sure, I never expected that it would lead me into the work that I'm doing now. Hi, welcome to the Connect with Sheila Botello podcast. I'm an entrepreneur, self-care strategist, and creator of the Seasons self-care app. I'm committed to helping you reconnect to your purpose, elevate your well-being, and build your version of a happy, successful life. And today I'm sharing a special episode with you because it really marks the start of my work in self-care. The time that everything really, really changed. And if you saw the title of this show, you kind of know what it is. A decade ago, I lost my sister to cancer. And I talk about her a lot in various episodes and just in places where I go. It's something that I can't help but do because she was such a formative person in my life. You know, my first friend, the first person to teach me how to do everything, right? Like she taught me how to climb out of the playpen. She taught me about all of the little fables and things that were taught as children, what was real, what wasn't. And she taught me to have fun. She taught me how to throw a baseball. She taught me how to, my goodness, she taught me a lot of sports because my sister played hockey and everything. She was amazing at all of those things. Very much loved being outside in nature. She taught me how to climb a tree, where I then would go to later on, take a book and sit in one of the willow trees in our yard and read while she was out front playing basketball with the guys and some of the other girls. And so many great memories and so many firsts. And so it's so poignant that she is also the impetus for this range of work that I do with self-care for women to help them really make an impact in the world without burning out. Because really, she showed me and we talked about how even, you know, in work, in the home, in other stations in life, all of us, men, women, we all can go like 90 and go so hard that we do burn out. And what are the things that we can do to actually release from that so that we can actually relax and have the space to take good care of ourselves and actually still be able to nourish others, but by nourishing ourselves first. And that's really where all of this came from. And so I'm not going to go into all the details of exactly what happened and all of that, because I'm sure you have your own stories about loss and what that looks like. And, you know, getting the phone call in the middle of the night or first thing in the morning and hearing that you need to get somewhere fast. We've all had those things. And certainly even just thinking about those things, like something in my nervous system gets set off because I'm taken right back there. And you may be able to relate with that. And if not, there's definitely people in your midst who do. And so the reason why I like to share these types of things, because I'm, as you probably, if you've been listening for a while, you know, I'm definitely an upbeat, positive person. I love to look at the bright side. I'm an optimist. And I'm also, that has come from knowing that there is the light and the dark. There is the polarity in life that we always face. And sometimes the highs are higher when you've had deeper lows. And I feel like maybe that's been the case for me over the years, like even from a young child, if you've listened to some early episodes about my father with mental health and various things like that. But in terms of my sister, like I always carry her with me, and I know that she would be highly in favor of me sharing what I share in terms of how we get to live, how we get to enjoy our life while we're making an impact. And it doesn't have to look any certain way. And it certainly doesn't have to subscribe to what society tells us is acceptable. We get to make our own rules. And so I'm here to really guide women, especially those are typically the people that I like to work with, into just a more nourishing way of living, so that you can nourish yourself first and then nourish others and feel like you're really connected to meaning in your life. And so that's really why I talk about, helping you reconnect to your purpose. Because if you think about it, when you go back, there's a time in your life, maybe you were very young, maybe you were in your 20s, maybe it was just sometime not too long ago where you just felt like right in the sweet spot of where you needed to be in your life to feel good, the things you wanted to be doing. Maybe you were on a sabbatical or on a vacation and you found yourself drawn to do something and it just felt incredible. And then you told yourself, well, no, this is only something you can do on vacation. You can't make this a part of your life. And my goodness, you couldn't possibly make this a part of your work. And then I look to people and see how there's so many people building a life and building a business around stuff they love. And they're not cannibalizing the thing they love. They're actually expanding it. And they're creating an impact with the people around them because they're doing that. So I'd love to lead you into what is that for you? And it doesn't have to be a business. It doesn't have to turn into something. It can just be something you steep in more in your life. What are those things that you enjoy? And so as I'm sharing here about like how everything really changed, like my sister had a huge impact on my life, as I'm sure your loved ones do, or your chosen family does in your life as well. And the contrast of losing someone and then moving through that period of grieving that, you know, some may say grieving never really ends, like it kind of stays with you. It just takes on new shapes, new forms, new layers. That's been my experience. But I found that even during those times of grieving, there have been times of joy and times sitting with my sister when she was evidently, you know, on her way out. I could still feel the joy in her of certain elements. I didn't sense a sense of fear in her. And I will say, I know that she would attribute it to her Jesus faith. I feel like it was attributed to mine. And so I think this really points to leaning into your spiritual practices daily, regularly to hold you, to support you, because you know, I didn't create myself. Like some force brought me here. And so I have to believe, and I do believe there is something that is connecting me to something greater than myself and to each other. And through this loss, I've realized there has been a sense of rebirth. And when I think about just the seasons and how when the leaves fall, they fall to the ground and the plants die, and then they go into the soil and they actually act as fertilizer for the soil so that there can be new growth. And even in death and in loss, that can happen. There's an alchemization process that whether we're willing to see it or not is happening. And we do have agency over, I believe, over how we choose to move forward. Before we move forward, of course, we need to take the time to grieve, to sit with the feelings that we have and to not bypass them, not to shove them down. We do need to acknowledge them. And everybody's going to be working on a different timeline when it comes to these things. I love progress. And yet in this time, it took me a while. It took me a good year and a half to feel like I finally started to come out of a fog. But in that process, I was in the inquiry of why things happen the way they do, of how I feel about things in my life and how I'm operating, the patterns that I fall into, the loops I find myself in around the day-to-day, around being in relationships, about being a parent, looking at the work that I do, all of those things I was really in the inquiry about. And I tried, I don't know how well I did at this, but I tried to be non-judgmental when I was looking at all of those things because everything felt up for grabs. Everything was up in the air and in my mind anyway. And while I was doing all that internally, on the outward part of me, I was mothering. I was home educating my kids. We have our various forms of work, business, all those kinds of things going on, family, et cetera, et cetera. So there was always so much. And if anything, that is what kept me grounded. Certainly my faith kept me grounded, but it was the faith like experienced within my relationships. I had some incredible people walking alongside of me. I was able to outwardly process my feelings with dear friends and family. And certainly I was not the only one impacted by this. So I was holding space for the people I care about and the people close to me who were really reeling from this loss as well. And so there were just so many moving parts when it came to this process. And so something that I found really helped me And what really changed for me is the way I approached stressful situations, the way I approached other types of losses, like things where you're just disappointed in something not working out, and also how I approached looking at the future. Everything changed because I started to give myself a whole lot more grace to feel how I needed to feel. And this is something that I've carried with me. I don't think about it too often, but it's just kind of there where a thought will come, and instead of like berating myself for having this thought, if it's not a positive thought or if it's going to lead me down a wormhole, I basically allow myself to get curious and just say, hey, isn't that interesting? I wonder why we're feeling this way. Let's just think about this for a second. Like, no shame. The shame was gone. And also the beautiful thing, even more so, was the shame was gone that I may have felt towards others or maybe put on others unknowingly or knowingly for feeling the way they're feeling. Like, we are all completely in the right to feel how we feel at any given time. And I really love the idea of sitting with it so that we can work through it too, so that it doesn't take us down and that it doesn't give us excuses either. Because after a while, I started to look at the way I was doing things, and I realized there were certain areas that I was giving myself excuses about for not moving forward. And part of it was just, you know, the emotional bandwidth, so I had to give myself grace there. But also it was just really taking the space to get clear on what are those things that I really want. And, you know, a lot of it had me removing shame for wanting more, for wanting different, for, you know, standing out a little bit more with certain things that I wanted to do. A lot of things just came up for me. It was really interesting. And so in this whole journey, I just realized it impacted everything, because you do become a new person when someone who is so close to you is no longer there in the physical. And what happened after that, though, was really the last decade. There were 9 other very significant losses in my life of loved ones and, you know, just a whole numerous group of people, including my parents and my godfather. And it's interesting, though, they were staggered out over time. At least they didn't all happen at once. But it was, you know, I started to ask myself, oh my gosh, is this every year now? Like, what's going on, right? And the interesting thing, though, too, it is the timing of my age, the age of my parents, and then my loved ones who are all around. It's just kind of, that's just the time frame we found ourselves in. And so wherever you may be right now, you may be experiencing things like this also. And know that at any given time, people are experiencing it all the time, right? We just don't hear about it because it's not comfortable talking about loss. It's not comfortable bringing up these types of conversations because it can feel like, oh, I don't want to bring people down. And also we don't want to have to bring up those emotions. It's hard to look at those and hard to feel those. So I always love to invite people into having at least one other person who you can really share how you're feeling, share what you're going through, and be a mirror for them and a sounding board for them as well. Because doing it on your own and stuffing the emotions down doesn't serve you at all. And it certainly doesn't serve your purpose in the world. It doesn't help your health. Letting it out is so important. You may have heard the term, in order, you know, you need to feel it to heal it. You need to let it out. And so I hope whatever you may be experiencing that you you find a good, healthy outlet to do that. And, you know, where does this episode go from here? Like, this was just a time to really honor the experience for what it was. And it was the catalyst for the things that I'm doing now. But more than that, it was a catalyst for me really looking at my life and how I live it. And am I living in a way that I feel like I'm leaving nothing on the table? Like, it's everything's, I'm putting it all out there, you know, or leaving nothing on the field. I don't know the saying. I'm not the athlete. She was. I really got to know a lot about during that time about my nervous system. And the things that were holding me back were often unconscious programming that was just in there. And so that found me in a beautiful space where I was learning about that along with other people. And so much healing has taken place in an area that I didn't even know was impacting me. And so I've been walking along with other women through their journeys with this as well. And it's been so impactful for me to witness and to know that as different as we may seem or we may think we are all very, very similar. And this whole idea of giving yourself grace to move through things, that's really the process of gently moving through old programming inside of yourself to reveal what's possible for you next. And so I'm really grateful for the community that I found myself in. And so that's why I wanted to really pass this on through self-guided teaching in my app and through the Seasons Collective and all of those things, which, you know, I'm not going to talk about right now. You can check that out in the show notes, but that was all born from this experience, and the lessons and the learnings have come from me learning from other people, but a lot from my own personal experience in journeying through really difficult times and being able to find points of joy, points of meaning that maybe I would have just bypassed or missed altogether had this experience not happened. And so I want to leave you today with this thought. And that is that the dark times that you face that often seem absolutely unbelievable, unreal, unfathomable, and just wrong, there are hidden gifts in there. You may not see it. You may not see it now. You may not see it for many years. And sometimes you may never see it. I just want to be honest with you. I do invite you to look for something that you can learn, though, from your experience. I always believe there is something we can learn that can help improve our experience and that can maybe even be a gift for someone else. But I do hope that you do find gifts in your experiences for yourself as well, that you can move into a time where you are just feeling more yourself and you're feeling that reconnection to why you're really here, what you're really meant for. And I want to say it's never too late. Doesn't matter your age, doesn't matter where you find yourself right now. You have the opportunity before you to create a change. And I'd love to be able to support you through that, whether that's just having you listen to these episodes, the little Monday mini-sodes that hopefully give you a little boost to start your week, or the Q&As, or the beautiful stories of people who come on and share what their experiences have been in life, family, relationships, business, in reconnecting to themselves. We are in this together, and I'm grateful that I have this place to do it in this beautiful free platform. And then, of course, there's other ways of working with me, whether it's self-directed through my offerings or one-on-one, and you can see that all in the show notes as well. I'm really grateful if you've listened to this episode and others like it. It's, you know, certainly not the shiny, bubbly, upbeat kind of version of the podcast that you may have come to be used to, but we need to be able to show all sides of ourselves. You know, we are all made up of the same stuff. We're made up of the light and the dark. We're made up of the joy and the sorrow. And I believe it's only because of that that we get the depth that we can. And the depth is where, right? You got to plant the seeds in the soil deeply, or at least a certain level of depth, in order for them to have strong, healthy roots and to grow into beautiful plants. And I believe the same is true for you, for your dreams, for those dreams to grow and flourish into such beautiful, beautiful plants and blossom into possibility for you and those you care about. You got to have strong roots.
And unfortunately, it takes the tough stuff sometimes to get there.
But you're not alone. We are in this together. Thank you so much for listening. I'm grateful that you're here, and I hope that you have a really beautiful rest of your week. Go hug your loves. Big blessings.